Sea Alaska Corporation's mission is to strengthen people, culture, and homelands. It pays its shareholders cash dividends and supports Alaska Native culture through the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute and other programs. But do Alaska Native corporations like Sea Alaska help their shareholders climb the economic ladder? KTOO's Julia Caulfield reports on how one family is engaged with Sea Alaska over several generations.
Sasha Ivan Sobolev was 26 when the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act, or ANCSA, was signed into law on December 18, 1971.
I was teaching in CAKE at the time, and I signed up on CAKE Tribal, so I have 100 original shares, and was on the original board of incorporators for CAKE Tribal. I also belong to Sea Alaska Corporation, because that's the large regional corporation.
Sea Alaska is one of 12 for-profit regional Alaska Native corporations the legislation created. It also created many village corporations, including CAKE Tribal. Alaska Natives at the time, like Sobolev, enrolled as original shareholders.
In general, do you feel like Native corporations can help people with economic mobility?
No.
Why do you say that?
Because the business nature of ANCSA Corps, which is the formation of an economic vehicle called a profit-making business, is not the way the culture of southeastern Alaska Natives thinks or exist.
Sasha Sobolev was born in Juneau in 1945. That was 5 years after his parents, Walter and Genevieve Sobolev, moved back to Juneau from the Lower 48. He says his parents instilled in him the value of hard work.
They ran into terrible racism. They weren't allowed to rent. They weren't allowed to apply for jobs. But through their persistence, they started making it. And so the Sobolev family has always followed that mold.
Sobolev is a retired school teacher and principal. He's the grand president of the Alaska Native Brotherhood. He says the Native corporations fail to support the culture, and the distributions don't make up for it. Rosita Wuerl disagrees. Wuerl is also an original shareholder and recently retired from being a board member of Sea Alaska Corporation.
I can't believe I was on there for 30 years because it went by just that fast.
She says the purpose of the corporation is more than just monetary.
In addition to our economic responsibilities through employment and dividends, we also have a host of other responsibilities and things to meet our mission objectives, like scholarships, internships, things to grow, help our grow our shareholders so that they could lead a healthy lifestyle.
Nathan Sobolev, Sasha's nephew, received one of those college scholarships and an internship with Sea Alaska. And now he manages grants at Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau, where he has his own office. Nathan Sobolev got a few shares of Sea Alaska and the village corporation Kootsnuu from his father. Financially, they're not worth much.
I think I received a shareholder check of like $5 before.
He says what matters more is the connection to the land.
A lot of people do have strong feelings about having some kind of ownership, even if it's not in the modern sense of private ownership, but knowing that it's still Ha'ani, it's still our lands, is important.
Nathan Sobolev has three young children and looks forward to passing some of his shares along to them.
They are growing up being raised Tlingit Norwegians, and they culturally, they know who they are and where they're from. And in the near future, you know, within the next 6 or 7 years, I will give them some of my shares.
Rosita Wuerl and Sasha and Nathan Sobolev are just three voices among tens of thousands of shareholders in more than 200 Alaska Native corporations. In Juneau, I'm Julia Caulfield.
That story is part of Chasing the Dream, Poverty and Opportunity in America, an ongoing public media reporting initiative.